You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, and like the dude just said, we are just plain right. Hey, time now is 2.07 PM, July the 5th, the day after the 4th of July holiday. Hope you guys are all doing well. Let me get into my comments for the day. My opening monologue is always, you know, geared towards something that may be in the news or just maybe in my head. But the thing is, I hope that each one of you had an amazing 4th of July. I mean, I know we did. Like I said with Copper a minute ago, there were grandkids and hot dogs and fireworks and a slip and slide in the backyard in which I waddled around like someone half my age. And it was good. Did I mention grandkids? They're the best. But at some point, my son and I were talking yesterday. And he asked me, "Hey, Dad, have you ever heard the story of this paratrooper from World War II named Joseph Robert Burrell?" Well, as he told me the story, I had a vague recollection, but I had to go look it up for myself. Talk about a story. Talk about an unsung hero. Well, let me take a minute here and tell you one of the most amazing stories that you may have never heard. You see, Joseph Burrell, was a paratrooper from Muskegon, Michigan. He was born in 1923. He graduated high school in 1942. He turned down a baseball scholarship to the University of Notre Dame. And instead, he joined the Army to serve in the parachute infantry. Burrell served in the 506th Parachute Infantry Regiment, the 101st Division, the famous Screaming Eagles, the ones you see in the movie Band of Brothers. He specialized in radio communications and demolitions, and he was not a normal paratrooper, though. Stationed in Ramsbury, England before the D-Day landings in 1944, Burrell ran missions behind enemy lines. Twice he was flown into occupied France and parachuted down with gold to give to the French resistance. But then came D-Day and Operation Overlord. Along with so many others from the 101st and the 82nd Airborne Divisions, Burrell parachuted into occupied Europe as part of the Normandy invasion. And when his plane was hit on the way in, he jumped out at just over 800 feet for a hard landing on a church roof in a place called Saint-Côme-de-Mont. He was dropped way off his planned drop zone, and he wound up never meeting up with the rest of his unit. But like I said, he was not a normal paratrooper, so he just commenced to conduct one-man sabotage operations. How about that? Including blowing up a power station before he was finally captured by German soldiers. Burrell spent the next 7 months as a POW. He was moved through seven different camps. He escaped twice, but he was recaptured on both attempts. On the second of those attempts, Burrell and his fellow soldiers boarded a train they thought was headed for freedom, but the train instead delivered them to Berlin, of all places. And there they were captured, and Burrell was beaten and tortured by the Gestapo before being placed back in a POW camp, a camp named Stalag 3C in Altdruitz in western Poland. Where here, Burrell escaped for the third time in January 1945. This time he made it. So as he snuck east, he ran into a Russian tank battalion in the 1st Guard Tank Army. Well, the story of this little-known hero gets even crazier here, as the Soviets took a liking to this brash American, and he was also an expert in demolitions, so he came in really handy. So for over a month, Burrell fought alongside his new friends in the Soviet battalion. And on one amazing day, he was even present when they liberated Stalag 3C, the last prison camp that he had been held in. In early February 1945, Burrell was wounded and transported to a hospital in Poland, and there Soviet Marshal Georgi Zhukov became interested in, and obviously the only American in the hospital, came to speak with him, learned his story, and then Zhukov made sure that Burrell was reunited with U.S. forces. Now, it took some convincing with the U.S. Embassy and the War Department. They wouldn't believe him at first. His dog tags were gone. He'd been declared dead like 2 years before. They even held a funeral service for him back home. But eventually, on April 21st, 1945, Burrell returned home to Michigan just 2 weeks after his return home, the war in Europe came to an end. And for his service, Joseph Burrell was awarded the Bronze Star, 5 Purple Hearts, the Combat Infantryman's Badge, Airborne Wings with multiple stars for combat jumps. But he was also awarded the Soviet Order of the Red Banner and the Soviet Medal for the Liberation of Warsaw. After the war, he married his wife Joanne in the same church and with the same priest who had conducted his funeral service just a few years prior. One of his sons became a paratrooper who also served with the 101st Airborne during Vietnam, and his other son became the U.S. ambassador to Russia. What a remarkable story. I mean, what a life. What a hero that probably many of us have likely never even heard of. But here's my point today. We are covered up in unsung heroes. Everywhere you and I work and live and eat and worship, there are folks without whom the wheels would just come off the tracks. They are the silent, humble, and often unthanked individuals who do what they do because that's what they do. They don't ask for anything. They don't ask for favors. And they especially don't ask for platitudes or gratitudes, but they deserve them nonetheless. Now, right now, if you pause and give it some thought, I bet that there is someone who makes your life easier just because. Maybe it's that bank teller who always greets you with a smile and makes sure the deposit's available quickly. Maybe it's the person who hands out the programs at church and makes sure the thermostat is just right in the sanctuary without being asked. How many times have you gotten fast food and realized the food was the same, but it was the way the person treated you as a customer that made the experience better? I'm going to tell you right now, there's a guy at my church. He gets there every Sunday to make the coffee at like 5:30 in the morning, and I mean a lot of coffee. We have one lady at my law firm who comes in first every day, washes people's coffee cups, turns on the lights, and just does it day in and day out. Unsung heroes. We can't do without them, but too often we take them for granted. And they deserve to be thanked. They deserve to be noticed. They deserve to even be honored once in a while, and it'll embarrass them. These are the ones who will say, oh, that's not necessary. I'm not anything special, but they are. And we have to let them know with a sense of gratitude. The Amplified version of Hebrews 13:2 says that we should show hospitality, be friendly, cordial, and gracious, and even do so generously when it comes to strangers. For by this, some have entertained angels without even knowing it. Now, I don't know that Joseph Burrell was an angel, but he was definitely an unsung hero. His story finally came out. People finally began to take note of this quiet guy down the street in his hometown in Michigan. But let me encourage you, even where they don't involve stories of fighting behind enemy lines, there are folks in your personal sphere of influence who are doing what they do because it's the right thing to do and never caring whether anyone knows they do it. But the minute they aren't there anymore, you suddenly realize. So don't wait until then. Don't appreciate them after the fact. Tell them now. We need to make it a point to celebrate our unsung heroes. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, there you have it. I just got a burr under my saddle. I mean, I got to thinking, there's so many folks out there who never get thanked, but as soon as they're not there, you know they're not there. Because something about the functions that they provide, those thankless little jobs, those menial things that happen only because they do them, they change the day. And the minute they're gone, you realize it. So don't wait till they're gone. That's my point. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back.